You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. What a treat. John Heyman here in studio. John, great to see you. And always wonderful to have the baseball season going the way it is on the north side. A lot of people fired up.
Yeah, absolutely. Their team looks great. It's great to be in here. Dave, it's fantastic. I mean, their record is good, but I think they're better than their record. 20 games against the Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Padres. That tells you they have really performed so far this season. Now, these injuries, I hear you guys talking about it. It's getting a bit disconcerting. Obviously, now they've lost their ace. I know people referred to Steele as the ace when he went down, but, you know, even if number two, so they've lost two. Probably their top two starting
pitchers. Their top
pitchers.
Two starters. Right. It's interesting because we talk about the offense, and it is on a record pace for the Cubs. And I think you look at the fact that they have had five shutouts this early in the season for a rotation that has basically now – this is a third injured starter. Assad, nobody talks about Javier Assad. They were counting on him to play some role in this staff, and he's out indefinitely now. He's on the 60-day IL. So you just wonder now, in this context, John, when you look at how teams deal with losses like that with top prospects, and Cade Horton is the number one prospect in the Cubs organization, how would you handle it?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it, and I also heard Dustin, and I know we don't like to assume, but we did see the guy grab his hamstring, right? So, I mean, let's, you know, being logical, we're figuring, and I get why you guys are preparing because it does look bad. You know, I would go ahead and give Flexen a start. I mean, you know, I know he was 3-15 last year for your White Sox, but that's not such a bad record for the White Sox. Right? That was a fit right in.
Star quality.
He actually had a positive WAR. He actually, his stats are better than Horton's at AAA this year. So I would go ahead and give him a start, see how he does. This has been his role, basically, except, you know, when he was with the White Sox, he got full run of the rotation, but I would give it to him. I mean, Horton is 23. He hasn't been at AAA that long, so I get it. I do feel that's the way it's going. I think that's where they're headed.
I find it interesting the difference in approaches with prospects sometimes, because we have seen guys rushed. I know not everyone is Paul Skeens, but there are other examples of you know, young, bright pitching prospects with good futures who don't spend a lot of time in the minor leagues, and these kind of concerns aren't as prevalent. Because Cade Horton, as young as he is, he was drafted 3 years ago. So he's still in the minors. And I just wonder, you know, sometimes can you be too deliberate with a prospect?
You can. He is only 23. So, I mean, I'm going to defer to him. I don't know him personally. I mean, you know, he's 23 years old. You know, he has some experience. He's done well at the AA. He's now at AAA doing well. But it's not a ton of experience. And you're right. I mean, there's basically only one Paul Skeens. There was one Steven Strasburg. There aren't guys like this. you know, he was a high pick. He is very talented. He is their top pitching prospect. You know, it may come to that, you know, but I would play it safe at the moment. Their offense is spectacular, as Mully said. They might win a 10-9 game. I think they can get by with Flexen for now. Maybe I'm being cautious. Maybe I'm deferring them because I don't know Cade Horton. He is only 23, so yeah, I'm just being cautious on this one.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm doing. And I'm glad that you said that because David will respect your opinion.
You guys were going at it pretty good there.
No, we had that disagreement.
I like it.
About
I love it.
It's good. I mean, it was
healthy.
It wasn't mean spirited.
I noticed you are seated pretty far apart. Yeah. Room.
That's a COVID thing we never switched.
All
right.
But I'm curious when you look at, I mean, we know how good Kyle Tucker is. We've also talked about by the end of the year whose stats are going to look better because Pete Crow Armstrong over the last 17 games has gone absolutely crazy. The statistics are unbelievable. And you like having a guy with everything on the back of the baseball card, but is this a young guy? Like, do we know what his limits are? Is he still just coming into his own?
You would think. I mean, he's only 23, and he is doing this. And I talked to him in spring training, and he is, I thought, a fantastic kid. I know some of the old-time scouts don't love the blue hair and all that. I guess he's gotten away from the blue hair. I don't mind the blue hair. I'm old, but I'm not a scout, so maybe I'm a little more, you know, a little more accepting of these things. I think Pete is a fantastic young player. You know, if he hit 240 with 10 home runs, he'd still be valuable because he is maybe the best center fielder in the game. That is huge. He gets incredible jumps. I mean, you know, he's a 2-3 war guy just on his defense. So, you know, that gives them some leeway. And the guy can hit. I mean, he's torturing his hometown Dodgers so far this year. I found him fantastic. Talk to him. He didn't actually tell me this. People around him told me he likes to be called Pete, not PCA. I think it's over. I think he's PCA forever now. I don't think he can
They're
do anything
chanting
about it.
They were chanting in Japan.
Right. In Japan, in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee too.
How about that? I don't know. Milwaukee, they get good. They get fans out there, so I'm surprised that they allow so many Cubs into the park. Is there a way to prevent this kind of thing? Put on a bar?
They call it Wrigley North for a reason, John.
Yeah, I guess so. But he's great. He's terrific.
He's terrific. And so I think if you're big picture-wise, Tom Ricketts, you're looking at this season and what's happening is – you've got PCA developing into a star, and you might be able to get in early with one of these early extensions that you see going on around baseball. You also have the larger investment potentially in Kyle Tucker, who is a rental, essentially. You made that trade, and all so far it looks like a very wise move. Do you expect the Cubs to be in a position, or do you think the Cubs are positioning themselves, whether it's budget-wise or just psychologically, to afford both guys?
Well, they should be able to afford both guys. Their revenues are very high. This is a very successful franchise. They've done great from a business standpoint. They did not come close on Bregman. That looks like a bit of a mistake at this point because he is, he's not going to be the MVP because, you know, that's basically done at this point. The judge will be the MVP, but he'd be in the running otherwise. He's been incredible. They made a run, which was a good idea, but... you know, this is a team that still seems to hold the line, I think. And, you know, I've been on here many, many times talking about how they need to spend. Still, their biggest contracts have been for Hayward and Swanson under $200 million. Now, neither one of them, Swanson's terrific defensively, but neither one of them has really gone crazy here on the north side, right? Even though they did spend that money, but... and obviously spend more than the White Sox. That's double what the White Sox have spent on anybody. I know I see you rolling your eyes over there. I'd love to see them. They got to sign. You got to sign, whether you call him PCA or Pete or whatever. You're going to get a good deal on him at this point, right? I mean, I don't think he needs the money. His family, they're know, I don't know if they're well-to-do, but they're doing well. He's made a little bit of money. He's not desperate, but you got to do that because you can do it for $100 million or less, which is nothing in today's day and age. So got to do that. Tucker, it seems like he's willing to talk in season. So that is a great sign to get something done. I had a rival executive tell me they got to put the $500 million in front of them. They're not going to do that. That's not the Cubs, but you got to make them a good offer in season and give it a shot. Well, it already has. I mean, certainly Soto raised the bar, and then, you know, Soto might be a one-off to some degree, but then you got Vlad with the $500 million. I get Toronto was desperate. They had to do it. Toronto's an even bigger, you know, they even have bigger money, you know, spend. They're richer, even richer owner, and they were in a position, they should have signed him years ago. And they thought they were going to get Ohtani. They thought they were going to get Soto. They didn't get either of them. They had to keep a guy who wanted to be there. It feels like Tucker, if he seems to be willing to talk in season, he wants to be here. So let's get it done.
Is there this element of the expiring collective bargaining agreement
that looms
behind the scenes that they're very well aware of and might be limiting the amount of money they want to commit?
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't. It really shouldn't. I mean, Guerrero just signed for this money. Soto signed the record contract, biggest in sports history. If there is this looming stoppage, something can be written in the contract, and generally you don't have to pay, but you never know, I guess. But hopefully that does not, you know, put the kibosh on it. He seems like, just reading between the lines here, he'd be willing to stay. They want to keep him, you know. Let's try to do it. Let's give it a shot.
Giants come to town tonight for a series against the Cubs. They've already seen the best of the NL West, although it's hard to know what is the best of the NL West. Is that the toughest division in baseball, hands down?
Yeah, absolutely. That division is fantastic. I mean, there is no two ways about it. The Dodgers are the best team. We know that. I know some people are saying they're disappointing, but they have the best record in baseball. The Padres' pitching is incredible, even with their injuries. Diamondbacks are outstanding. And the Giants, they had a vibe going in spring training, and they've carried it over. You have four great teams, and then you got the poor Rockies. I mean, they're in worse shape than your White Sox.
That's hard to believe.
At least they're not the worst, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we say all the time.
That's the saying, right?
I'm curious, when we look at the Cubs, are they being I want to be careful how I word this. They are winning series over and over again, but they're not necessarily sweeping series. And in fact, they're 4-8 when they go for the sweep, and they're 1-5 on Sundays for some weird reason. In that same vein, shouldn't they be sweeping more games? I mean, they're three games over the Reds. It just feels like they played so well. Why, they almost have to be greedier.
Yeah, I think they've had tough competition. I think there's 20 games against that teams in the West. I think they've done very well, but they do have some issues right now, right? Third base is an issue. The bullpen is an issue. Now we've got the injuries in the rotation. So there are definitely issues to resolve, but overall they've done very well. I think they have a great manager. They have a great offense. Tucker is a star. PCA, or Pete, whatever you want to call him, is doing terrific.
If he's hitting below 200, he's Pete. If he's hitting home runs at this rate, he's PCA.
He likes Pete, but that's not going to work. PCA is already caught on fire. So
I didn't know he liked Pete. Someone asked him about it this weekend, and he said, call me PCA.
Yeah, he didn't tell me this. Yeah. People around him told me he prefers Pete, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. He's PCA at this point.
They're chanting PCA now. They might be chanting MVP later.
Maybe.
Is his middle name Henry? Is he PHCA?
He's Pete Henry Crow Armstrong, I believe.
So, PHC.
Okay.
That's a lot of initials.
Quite the ring to it.
No, PCA.
No.
It flows. Yeah. I think that's it.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the White Sox.
Yes.
We'll mention them. No, they're on fire. They're 3-1 in May. Come on. Follow the turn of the schedule. 3-1 in May, John.
They're hot.
They may have their first winning month since I'll be quiet. It's Molly and Haw. We've got John Heyman on the score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John Heyman with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to John Heyman, and we have him here in studio. It's like, just made our day, John. what did you think of the Sox with their Bulls jerseys on? What did you think of
the other night.
City Connect this weekend? They had the red jersey.
I didn't bother me. You didn't like it.
Oh, I thought it was great.
They were better than I thought, actually.
I thought it was great. I had no problem. No.
I'd like the black pants complementing the red jerseys.
I thought the black unis they had earlier in the year for whatever that was were pretty good. I mean, anything other than that blue that the Red Sox wore. But I was surprised just that they're doing a tribute to the Bulls. Well, I hope it's the old Bulls.
Well, Jerry wants to remind you he was the Bulls owner during the heyday, right?
Yes.
So there's a reminder.
That's it. That's got to be what it is.
So how do you look at the Luis Robert situation? Now he leads the majors in stolen bases. He's running more. He's more aggressive on the base paths. He's starting to hit a little bit. Report over the weekend that he could be traded by Memorial Day. Is that a little bit early?
Yeah, I've been holding off on this. I still don't think he really is at his value. This is a guy with a terrific talent with 38 home runs. He's still batting under 200. I get he leads in steals with 15. He's also been caught five times. Good. I mean, that's good. But, you know, at this point, I don't see them getting the haul that you would be hoped to get for a guy with this kind of talent. So I'm holding off. I don't believe he's getting traded by the Memorial Day. Very few players do. I do think there is a good chance if he gets that average up, starts hit a few more home runs, that he could get traded at the deadline.
I get it that, he could get hurt any time he steals a base. I mean, we all know the history of that stuff. But, I mean, good God, this is a guy they thought they'd get two good prospects for. And when you look at them, the trading Crochet was difficult to watch, but they got good prospects in return. You know, they got a couple of good players. They need players. They don't have a minor league full of players. So their best minor league players are guys that they traded players for. Like Edgar Caro is playing really well. Chase Meidroff is playing really well. But the idea that they don't have enough of those, don't be giving Luis Robert away without getting some value in return, and not one player.
Right. You're not going to be getting those two great prospects for Luis Robert at this point. I mean, nobody's trading you two top 100 prospects for a guy hitting 195 or whatever he's hitting. That's just not happening. I mean, I understand that 2 years ago he had this huge year, but it's at this point he had a bad year last year. He's been a little bit better so far this year. He's still, that contract looks so cheap at one point, right? The $20 million options, everyone's like, wow, this is fantastic. He's going to be worth $40 million. At this point, that looks high to me. $20 million still looks high. So I'm not giving up one good prospect. If I'm another team, I'm not giving up one good prospect for him.
How unorthodox is what they're doing with Colson Montgomery, taking him out of action, sending him to their complex, and hoping that he gets right.
I mean, it's worth a try. He clearly is not hitting at all. This is a guy who's obviously a top prospect and has been so, a high draft choice, a first rounder. You've got to try something. I'm kind of with them. I kind of think they're generally making right moves. I'm glad Mully mentioned the Crochet deal. I thought that was a great deal to get Teal Montgomery and Mydroth. I thought they did great there. It was only a half year earlier that the Dodgers and other teams had made offers that weren't even half as good. So I think generally they're on the right track. But as I've said a number of times here, Mully, it is a slow track. And I heard you guys talk about how they're on a 48-win pace. They won 41 last year. I mean, if you improve 7 wins a year, it's going to take another 7 years before they're really a good team, right? I mean, you know, you're a long way from contention. I'm sorry to break that to you. I know.
That's what my brother's always complaining, like, they're not going to contend in my lifetime.
Well, how old is he? Is he he's 50 or 90?
No, he's like 65, I guess.
How's his health?
He's fine. Oh, okay. He's in great shape. He doesn't believe they're going to compete in his lifetime.
Well,
he's a Sox fan.
I think if you're 65, you probably have a life expectancy of over 20 years, right?
Yeah.
You've gotten to 65.
He doesn't think they can pull it off in 20.
By winning, yes, I think they'll have a winning record in those 20 years. If that's what he means by win, if he means win a championship, it's tough.
I think he's talking title.
He's
greedy.
That's okay. I don't blame him. It's been a few years.
How stubborn? Why are they being so stubborn with Andrew Vaughn? Because he struggled to this day. He has struggled. And you would think that enough's enough at some point.
Yeah, I mean, he was a number 3 overall pick. Obviously, in retrospect, that looks like a big, big mistake. And looking at that draft, I mean, obviously, being number 3 wasn't the best position to be in because you knew that Witt and Rutschman would go 1-2. I think we were all a little surprised it was Rutschman 1 and Witt 2. But in any case, you knew you weren't getting either of them. They still had the opportunity to draft Corbin Carroll, Lodolo, who's outstanding with the Reds. He's going to be a star. Riley Green, who went number 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. You had George Kirby. That was a very good draft. So to draft a guy who's a first baseman who's not hitting, that looks like a big mistake, and they they're like a lot of teams. They don't want to admit it, but I think there's room to call up Elko anyway. I mean, this isn't a they could still find a spot. There's a DH spot, right? Why not give it a shot? I do think that with Elko, the numbers are high in Charlotte, as Mully pointed out off the air. He does strike out occasionally. There are some questions.
He's
not a guarantee. But this is a guy who's 26 years old. He won a college championship with Ole Miss. I mean, at this point, I'm pretty close to giving. I've heard in coming weeks, so I think they expect to bring him up, but they still have a little bit of rope here, apparently, for Vaughn. To me, Vaughn can DH. You could do something else. I would call up Elko.
They're waiting for Elko to stop hitting. So they're
waiting for him to stop.
No, I'm just joking. Great stuff, John. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping
by.
Great to be
here.
Great to have you.
Great to be in Chicago with you guys. You guys are the best.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.